Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Get on my elevator, baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later, I can't get enough. So much to discover, please don't stop me now. Every time I touch you, lift right off the ground. Let them go, all the ones trying to get in the door.
On behalf of the Blue Angels filmmaking team, we wish to give a quick shout out to the U.S. Navy pilots, their crews, and all those making history every day wearing the uniform in all of our branches of service.
Working alongside the U.S. Navy and Naval Aviation to put this film together has been an absolute thrill and honor. Your dedication and courage is inspiring. Huge thanks for everything you do.
Glad to be here.
So that was the introduction to the Blue Angels documentary movie that premiered last night in Pensacola. Everybody else can see it starting today and on Amazon coming up in about a week. That was Glenn Powell, you know, the actor from Devotion, Top Gun, Maverick, and also J.J. Abrams, the producer of this particular film. And, man, we got to meet everybody at the big blue carpet event. It was outstanding. Captain Greg Wooldridge, a retired three-time former Blue Angels commanding officer, talked to him on the blue carpet. It was a really, really neat event to get to not just meet these people who made the movie, but then to experience the movie with the Blue Angels was really a highlight.
Our Captain Greg Wooldridge, former boss three times. Talk a little bit about the burden and obligation of telling the Blues story, something that's so beloved by so many people. You know, this legacy that... And the Thunderbirds are great, but the Blue Angels are this total next level of thing. How did you feel about being able to tell that story?
Privileged, honored. Honored for us to be able to tell it and weave things into the story that, you know, when a person goes to an air show, they see airplanes flying around, not even aware of the humanity that drives those airplanes, fixes those airplanes, makes it happen day in and day out. To bring that to the screen was really special. And we want America to feel good about itself. I love the expression American exceptionalism. That was one reason why 5 years ago I told Rob Stone, the guy that he and I put this together, I said, Rob, we've got to bolster America. We've got to bring this back to light in this country that is suffering in the doldrums of division, polarity. There's so much good about America that Blue Angels personify that we needed to bring it to the forefront.
You know, one of the things that Commander Frank Weiser talks about when he talks about making Top Gun 2 is telling these guys who wanted to do things that he thought were outside the, you know, the envelope of safety. And he was there to make sure that what they did was safe.
Right.
I'm sure working with Hollywood folks who have their own ideas of what's going to be good and safe and work, and you had a little different idea. Having commanded the team and been responsible for the lives of the people on the ground and in the air, were there ever times where you had to tell them, okay, we need to do this a little differently?
Absolutely. Because my obligation, my responsibility, was to represent both teams. The Blue Angels, who I love and have invested in time and life, livelihood, and the production team at Sutter Road, J.J. Abrams' team at Bad Robot, and John Turner's team at IMAX. Getting that team, giving them focus and perspective. And the other nice thing about having led the team three times, I knew little background things. You've got to capture this. You've got to capture that, right? So, yeah, it was just a treat.
You mentioned honoring Blue Angels who have passed.
Yes.
Which is a very high number.
Yeah.
I got to fly several years ago with Captain Koos the fall before he passed away. And that, to me, seems like a great opportunity in the movie to really tell something special about these men who gave their lives in full devotion to this endeavor.
Absolutely. People don't realize that this is a challenging, you know, risk-fraught endeavor that some haven't survived. And we tell that in the movie. And I've told a lot of people, take a tissue with you, because you might get teared up by the way we covered that. I mean, we showed things like the hearse that Jeff was in, driving up into the back of Fat Albert. Ooh, man, that's a...
I'm actually really glad I know about that in advance, because I'm sure I'll be bawling. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for contributing to the project and for serving the team three times and coming back and helping make this a reality. It's I'm so excited about it. Have you seen the full thing?
I saw it. It's not its latest and last iteration. I've seen
it's a surprise to everybody.
Four or five opportunities to see it during the last year, during post-production. But the final product, which we're going to see tonight, I haven't seen it yet. So I'm excited.
Me too. Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
My pleasure. And then watching the movie, and we got to talk to the director, got to talk to several of the Blue Angels, some of whom I already knew, some of whom I hadn't met yet. It was really an experience. I'll come back to this in a second because the premiere itself, the T-Mobile folks, the Amazon folks, the people who put this on, the AMC folks who put the, it was first class. It was fantastic. And I'm so glad that all of the members of the team, former and current, got to see it because it was really a neat thing to enjoy it with them. We'll come back to that in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're coming into Pensacola from Cantonment, you can expect to see some traffic building up on Highway 29 southbound. Coming into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, you were looking clear all the way from Woodbine and Chemukla over US 90 into town this morning. And Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you were looking clear westbound on 98 all the way through the 3 Mile Bridge into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For more information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks him out. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So back to the Blue Angels movie. Again, watching it with... I'm not going to tell you what's in the movie because the things that I would tell you that I thought were interesting, for the most part, I don't want to ruin any surprises for you. I will just share one example. When they do debrief, it's kind of amazing afterwards when they talk about the particulars of what went wrong. Listen to this.
All right, welcome back, buddy. Evan, is it possible to debrief our practice over Real Central? Find out where to go. All right, I'll take a safety four, rolling up the low break cross at 450, and the flutter lead, which is the hair improved, worth the name of the diamond roll. Pay Doc $10 for a zipper and a collar. I'll fix it all. I'm glad to be here. Jeez.
Yes, sir, boss. I'll have, for safety, I'll have an underlying deep sag on the fan rollout.
If that sounded like gibberish to you... But that's how they do it, because it's the way they think, the words that they're familiar with using, the instructions that they understand. That's not gibberish to them. That's just what they do. And then, you know, I don't want to give too much away in the movie, but it's really cool doing the chair flying where they're, which we, some of this stuff I know from every year we host the Blue Angels and or host the air show and talk about this stuff, with Craig McWhirter and with Walleye and different folks, but listening to just even the cadence as they do the chair flying.
Left turn for the Delta roll. A little more pull. Horizon 7.5 easing power idle. Ready roll hat. One left turn for the Fleur-de-Lis.
Cheers. Jonathan, chewy. Whispers.
That's just, I mean, it's neat to get the behind-the-scenes stuff, including about selection for the next year's team. This happened to be the 2022 team, and so they got to see selection for, like, Amanda Lee, now Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee, Stalin call sign, she's the fourth pilot, the slot pilot, the first female jet pilot, all that kind of stuff. But for me, what was my favorite part of this was listening to all of the, particularly the enlisted, hoop and holler and cheer every time people came on screen, watching it with them to enjoy seeing them and their friends and everybody get on the big screen.
Number four pilot for the Blue Angels is the best seat in the house.
I just loved that. Over and over and over, and cheering especially for their own, like the enlisted, the maintainers and all that. And then didn't expect this, but we got to the very end of the movie and they do a you wouldn't get this in your experience because when you watch it this won't have happened, but we've watched the whole movie get all the way to the end. They're rolling the credits and everybody's loving it. Had a great time. Fantastic movie. Outstanding documentary. Everybody's cheering. And this is how the film ended in Pensacola last night.
The Blue Angel! Green!
Professionalism and perfection. The people in front of whom I stand, are the same people my attention, detail, and text. The face of the children, through the day,
pretty okay moment. Pretty okay moment. 720 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you need heating, electrical, plumbing work done, air conditioning work done, call Pete and they'll take care of you. They'll come out, professional work guaranteed. They'll stand by it with 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they have been doing so well recently that, of course, they've been in Pensacola for a long time, but they have been expanding east all the way to Tallahassee, west last year to Baldwin County, this year to Mobile County. So they are really all across the Gulf Coast your go-to resource. Get the best prices of the year on Briggs & Stratton standby generators before storm season begins through the rest of the month of May, $2,500 off. And to celebrate 55 years in business, Peden is offering a complete AC tune-up for $55. Call today to schedule your $55 AC tune-up at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
50 days after Easter Sunday is Pentecost Sunday, and that's this Sunday. In Acts 2, the Bible records that the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit in a very unique way. Also in that passage, we read that the Apostle Peter preaches from Joel 2, and he preaches in a powerful and even controversial way. As a result of his Spirit-filled preaching, the Bible says that the hearers were pricked in their heart. Verse 41 explains that many of them gladly received his word and were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. What a glorious day. In honor of Pentecost Sunday, I encourage you to be sure to gather with your local church and maybe even on your own take time to read through Acts 2. Rejoice in the provision of God's Holy Spirit and the power of His preached word. A fresh understanding of that text is sure to strengthen your faith in Christ.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to wavemenshealth.com and book your appointment today. Wavemenshealth.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here on News Radio Pensacola, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We'll have Dave Greenwood on here in just a second. Before that, let's get a quick traffic on the fives from Jimmy.
If you are coming into Pensacola from Cantonment, you can expect to see some buildup on 29 going southbound. And Payson Milton, you were looking clear all the way over US 90 into Pensacola this morning. And Gulf Breeze and Navarre looking clear as well all the way through 98 through the Gulf Breeze Bridge into town. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. This Beach Report is brought to you by All Seasons Service Network. We guarantee to always provide the best service in the area with All Seasons. Dave Gruen is Pensacola Beach Safety Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. We had a bad incident this week out on Langdon Beach where you did not yet have staffing for the lifeguards. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we worked a drowning call down at Langdon Beach. It was Wednesday afternoon.
Mm. And to me, a reminder of this is why swim where there's guards, right?
Yeah, the number one piece of advice is swim in a lifeguarded area or swim near a lifeguard. And we're happy to say that starting today, we'll have a lifeguard presence on Perdido Key. Our agreement with Gulf Islands National Seashore will have lifeguards posted at Johnson's Beach. And as we get further into next week, we will start staffing public access to a Perdido Key with one of the new lifeguard towers that arrived on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, everything's really coming together for that project. That's great. So the tower's coming in and the guards at Perdido Key and the roaming from, you know, 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 and then Johnson Beach getting staffed. Very, very good. I assume with the weather we're expecting this weekend that probably going to be red flags or at least a strong yellow?
Well, it's going to be rough conditions in the Gulf of Mexico. You know, we'll evaluate it on a real-time basis and make that determination then whether we should fly yellow flag. Now, when we go to red flag, that's a step up. We don't let anybody go in the water except for surfers. Swimming and wading is prohibited, and we're not trying to be paternalistic, but we want everybody to have a safe time at the beach, and the public needs to know that the lifeguards get just as worn out as trying to keep people out of the water as people get worn out trying to get in the water.
Yeah, I always think of the stress that your lifeguards go through when it's sort of yellow conditions and having to keep an eye out for all of those kids and adults that are, you know, flirting with disaster and don't even know it. But I imagine it's just as stressful having to go contact everybody when it's red flags and say, nope.
Yeah, continue telling people no. But then again, a few days ago, you know, people were calling me, do you have a yellow flag flying? We can go in the water. I said, if you're a strong swimmer, you still have to use caution when the yellow flag is flying.
Yeah, and as you always say, even green is not safe. The Gulf is never genuinely safe because it's always
correct.
The Gulf. Dave,
we
Green,
don't have gills. We don't have gills. I don't know. I don't care what kind of swimmer you are. If you're underwater for a certain amount of time without air or oxygen supply, you will die.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. I mean, as a kid, I used to want to be Namor, but, you know, that's a whole different story. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, thank you for the information. Thanks for doing what you do to keep our beaches safe for us, man. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend. Look forward to talking to you next Memorial Day weekend.
You bet. 728 on News Radio Pensacola. We've got David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the world's top-ranked golfer, Scottie Scheffler, apparently detained by Louisville police this morning at the second round of the PGA Championship. That was delayed. There was a fatal traffic accident outside of the golf club this was being played at, and Scheffler apparently not involved in this fatal accident, but was placed in handcuffs by a police officer as he attempted to drive past a roadblock entering the Valhalla Golf Club. Right now, no word on if he's facing any charges. President Biden calling a proposal to reclassify marijuana an important move towards reversing longstanding inequities. The Department of Justice issuing that notice of proposed rulemaking yesterday to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug. And the Vatican cracking down on supernatural sightings that are being used to perpetuate scams and hoaxes. They've released a new document called the Norms for Proceeding in the Discernment of Alleged Supernatural Phenomena. Hmm. And that mandates that bishops who investigate supernatural claims get Vatican approval before they rule on the validity of the claim.
Seems sensible to me. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you're dealing with pests or concerned about it, you got fire ants, mosquitoes, you got I don't know, fleas, you've got cockroaches, you've got termites, you've got termites, you've got termites. You know, give NSEC a call. They'll come out and take a look at your specific situation. They'll make recommendations for what to do. You can then choose whether to go ahead and have the service or not, because obviously estimates are always free. And then if you do, you'll have photos from before treatment applied, photos from afterwards, and of course they stand by their results. Fire ants, just one treatment solves for the whole year. Right now, $25 off a new annual fire ant contract. Mosquitoes, they can treat specifically for your yard conditions and whatever brand or breed of mosquitoes you're dealing with. $50 off any new annual pest control contract. Some restrictions apply, so pay attention. As I say, for estimates are free. Sign up today at NSEC, ENSEC.net. Oh, have I got something that is a year and a half in the making coming up next. It's Navy Days, and we have a really cool Navy-related feature to start in about 10 minutes.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The world's top-ranked golfer, Scottie Scheffler, is detained by police ahead of round two of the PGA Championship tournament in Louisville, Kentucky, after an unrelated fatal pedestrian accident.
ESPN reporter Jeff Darlington saying it happened after a misunderstanding led to his attempt to drive past a police officer into Valhalla Golf Club. Now, Darlington goes on to say the police officer then began to scream at Scheffler to get out of the car. When Scheffler exited the vehicle, the officer shoved Scheffler against the car and immediately placed him in handcuffs.
Fox's Todd Pyro, the accident has round two starting after a delay. There's storm damage in and around Houston, Texas.
A fierce storm with winds gusting up to 100 miles an hour ripped through Houston, blowing out skyscraper windows, downing trees, knocking out power to more than 1 million customers, and leaving four dead.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, at least two of those deaths are from fallen trees, another in a crane accident. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. The latest revised purchase offer for the OLF 8 property in Beulah, not getting a lot of support from District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh. In an online blog post, Commissioner Burgosh says county staff has looked at that new offer and identified several issues. He says some of the items that had been previously removed by county staff had been added back into the latest offer. He said many of those items can't be overlooked for statutory reasons. Burgosh also said negotiators will need to hash out all of those items before next Monday's county commission meeting in order to avoid, quote, pushing a wet noodle up a hill, end quote. The county considering another offer as well from local businessman Ryan Shavers and Cliff Moe. As Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial continues in New York, more and more congressional Republicans showing their support for the former president and GOP nominee. Yesterday, that included Congressman Matt Gaetz, who made the trip from Washington along with several colleagues.
It's like the Mr. Potato Head doll of crimes, where they had to stick together a bunch of things that did not belong together.
And over the last several days, Trump's legal team has been busy cross-examining former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, questioning his credibility as a convicted liar and somebody who's been profiting off of attacking him. Well, if you've been driving around Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, you might have seen some of those new billboards drawing attention to the dangers of fentanyl poisoning. That's headed up by Rachel's Angels organization. The features the text, "Fentanyl steals families," along with pictures of some of the victims.
Somebody got him a pill and said it was a Xanax, and the pill was completely laced with fentanyl poisoning. Quinn had enough fentanyl in his system to kill 20 people. The coroner said he didn't live 3 minutes.
That's Sherry Hoffman. Her son Quinn was one of those victims. She says it's important for both parents and children to wake up to the dangers of fentanyl. A high school student in Baldwin County may have caught a record-breaking snook over the past week. That teen was fishing in Soldiers Creek when he reeled in a 7-pound, 27-inch fish. Could beat the Alabama record by more than 2 pounds. The fish has been documented and sent to the Conservation Commission. It'll be forwarded to the governor, who can declare the new record. An Escambia County man now in custody, charged with multiple car thefts this week. According to their Facebook page, the Escambia Sheriff's Office says Wendell Thompson had stolen a family member's Cadillac Escalade on Wednesday, rammed it through a storage area at the Haji Shrine Temple on 9 Mile. That then damaged the tire on the car, so he drove to a tire shop nearby and then allegedly stole a black Jeep that was at the tire shop. Thompson was located at University Parkway and 9 Mile Road, where a brief chase ensued. Thompson was then arrested thanks to the help of nearby citizens. He now faces 2 counts of vehicle theft, fleeing and eluding, and also resisting an officer. It is 7:35 at News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
If you were coming into town from Pace or Milton, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up on Chemukla Highway right at the intersection of US 90 there. And seeing some traffic building up outside of the hospital, the West Florida Hospital, on Davis and Johnson and Davis and University intersections. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, traffic is building up a little bit here outside of the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, but clearing up as you cross the bridge into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will remain possible through portions of the morning here for Northwest Florida, but as the sun comes up, the chance of rain will come down and high temperatures will warm into the low to mid 80s, a pretty warm and humid day. We're not done with rain though. As we head overnight into Saturday morning, we will see an additional round of storms move in. Early Saturday morning till about sunrise, we could see another chance of strong storms. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joseph. And right now, News Radio ThreatNet radar showing a little bit of rain in Baldwin County, a little bit in northern Santa Rosa County as well. It's 71 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 70 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. California lawmakers are considering a bill that would ban anti-aging skincare products from being sold to children under the age of 13. Supporters say the primary goal is to ensure kids are not exposed to potent substances that are intended for older individuals with mature skin. If passed, the legislation would take effect on January 1st. Brazil has been chosen to host soccer's 2027 Women's World Cup. Other possible contenders were South Africa, the U.S., and Mexico. Brazil has never hosted a Women's World Cup, but hosted the men's tournament in 1950 and 2014. The dates for the World Cup are yet to be completely confirmed. However, FIFA has allotted space between May 25th and the 31st and the whole month of July for the tournament to take place. I'll keep you posted on those final dates. Futures are slightly higher. The Dow Industrials lost 38 yesterday. The NASDAQ down 44. That's your money now.
This ad furnished by.
Picture this. It's a hot, humid summer day and your AC stops working. What do? You call All Seasons Service Network. All Seasons has been locally owned and operated since 1967, offering 24/7 emergency services with multiple technicians ready at all times for your future HVAC needs. From residential to commercial, All Seasons provides installations, new construction builds, and any other kind of HVAC needs. Visit allseasonsnow.com to schedule an appointment or call 850-434-0384. Call today.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers.
Light them up.
Hey,
to sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing a big poster, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
All right, I got it. Okay, so this is kicking off a series that I have been wanting to do for a year and a half called Meet Your Tenant Commands, because it is my belief that most people in this two-county area, they know NES Pensacola exists, they know NES Whiting Field exists, they know Quarry Station exists, and other than maybe the Blue Angels and we do something related to training pilots and the lighthouse and the museum, we're done. And I wanted to do a series where you'd get to actually learn what happens on these bases, because they are incredibly diverse operations doing all kinds of essential things for the Navy. And so I wanted to do an interview a week where we'd basically meet the tenant commanders and talk with them. So this week, kicking it off here for Navy Days, coincidentally, not planned, but it turns out to be perfect, Captain Scott Janik, call sign Mongo, who is the commanding officer at the Naval School of Aviation Safety. He is the former commodore of Training Wing 6. They train the naval flight officers. The Blue Angels happen to live in their hangar, but don't report to them, and we'll get into all of that kind of stuff. Captain Janik, it's weird for me to call you that, Scott or Mongo. Welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Welcome. Thank you, Andrew. hello, team, and hello, friends and everyone in Pensacola, great to be here. And a real quick aside, I got to say it. I grew up a little bit in Alaska. You do not want the bear. You don't want the bear. So anyway,
well,
that was from early. If you haven't listened, you got
to
call back. But you do not want the bear.
Okay,
but,
so first question.
No, it's great to be here.
First question has nothing to do with the base. How'd I do on the stager?
Awesome. Loved it. A lot of stuff in Navy, ship, subs, aviation.
I mean, I tried to get all three.
Aviation,
that's what I tried to get all three.
We nailed it.
All right. Excellent. And that's your unit's theme song is Thunderstruck.
Yeah. So when I commanded VAQ-135, our call sign was Thunder. So whenever we'd be dressed
perfect.
And go fly, we'd play Thunderstruck to get everybody motivated.
So today I don't have you in specifically to talk about what you do for aviation safety, School of Aviation Safety Training. That's actually going to come several weeks from now.
Sure.
But I wanted to do two things with you before we even got into the particulars. And the first is, just for people who really don't know what the base does, what the operation is, probably the most common thing people believe is, well, there's a commanding officer, okay, Village, mm-hmm. Captain Terry Shashetti, who is the commanding officer for the base, and everybody works for him on the base, and all the commands report to him, and whatever they do, he's the big charge guy, and that's probably the most common misperception that people have. So what's the reality? What actually happens on the base? Give me the big picture.
Yeah, sure. And understandable, right? I mean, we're all in the Navy. We all wear uniforms.
You're all part of the same corporation, and Village is the big dog, right?
We all talk in acronyms, so it's right. challenging. But yeah, and Pensacola is very unique, and that's something, as you and I have talked about, but wanting to share with the listeners here in Pensacola, too, to do some education. And Whiting, Pensacola, even the town itself, good way to explain some of this stuff, right? So Village, and then Captain Flores, party boy up at Whiting, base commanding officer. So similar in nature to Mayor Reeves, D.C. Reeves, in charge of the city, making things run, and that type of organization. But just like the city, all those businesses and people that live downtown in Pensacola don't necessarily report to D.C. Reeves as the mayor. They have their own business. They're running their own thing. Very similar here. And what really makes Pensacola unique is the grandness of the amount of commands, in particular in Pensacola. Whiting is more traditional with a lot of Navy bases. You have Captain Flores, the commanding officer of the base, running the base. And then you have the wing and doing the operations of pilot training up there. And that's under the Commodore, Fez Crockle, who you all get to hear and talk to in a couple of weeks. And so, two commands, one running the base, one running the mission. And there's some other probably smaller commands up there at Whiting, which, you know, I don't even track or know about. And then the smaller unit commands that fall under Fez, primarily for training. Well, Pensacola, because of the training arm that is down here, in particular, Naval Education Training Command under Admiral Cherico, and all the efforts for enlisted training, and then you have all the aviation training that goes on there, and then the intelligence training, medical training. There's so much training that happens here in the hub of Pensacola, and it's around 17 06 tenant commands, so that's like
06
me.
Captain level, like
I
you.
Have a captain level command. In fact, I've been lucky. Two back-to-back. So we got here in 2018. My lovely bride, Dana, and I moved down here in 2018 to be the Commodore, as you had mentioned. Did that for 3 years and then took over School of Aviation Safety in 21 and had that tour. So, but 17 different commands. And like my boss is up in Norfolk, Virginia. Naval Safety Command is. So I report to my boss up there. So yeah, the base commanding officers keep the base going. Village for us at Pensacola does a great job with that. But all these commands on base have our own mission, our own training set, own student population coming through. So we all work together in unison, just like the businesses in the city do, but not necessarily reporting to the same person at all.
And if it helps to make it a little bit more clear, because I know this is difficult for people to grasp, and then even within when we talk about all the acronyms, all the terms, all that's difficult for people to grasp, that's why we're doing this. Is you said there's how many 06 level?
Last count I had, it was 17.
17, okay.
And that includes Coast Guard. We have Coast Guard,
sure.
The cutters, and
so
armies
17
here,
captain
Air Force.
Level commands, and you wouldn't have captain level commands reporting to another captain.
You could.
I mean, maybe, but typically not so much. But in this case, they don't. They report to all their different places around the country.
Right.
And you also have an admiral in tenancy on the base. So that, you know, the admiral who's in charge, Cherico, is in charge of Naval Education Training Command, is also just... is a business housed on the base.
Correct. Yeah, and Admiral Cherico
being, and he certainly doesn't report to
Tennessee. I'd have to call the office. I think they're around, he's somewhere around 40-ish commands that report to him,
all
of which six 06 command levels are here at Pensacola.
And we'll have Cherico on later on in this series. We'll talk to him as well, because all of this stuff is kind of to come.
Sure.
Today, I just wanted to get, the first main thing is to understand that all of these operations on board NAS Pensacola do not fall under the base itself. They
Correct.
Fall under all kinds of different command structures all over the country, depending on what they do. We'll come back to talking to Mongo here in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are in Pensacola this morning, you can expect to see a lot of traffic on North Palafox at the intersection of Burgess Road. And if you're coming in from Cantonment, you can expect to see quite a bit of traffic building up on Highway 29 heading southbound. Pace and Milton, you guys are good coming over the bridge into Pensacola this morning. Just a light traffic building up on the construction zone on US 90. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. You know, if you need to get any kind of plumbing work done, Barberry Plumbing, they will take care of you, whether it's a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall, or when you flush the toilet, you got a something bad happens, then call them. They will take care of you. They can even fix the stuff that you fixed wrong. I had to do that recently, and they did a great job of unfixing what I fixed. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing. Back to Captain Scott Janik, Mongo's his call sign. So what I want to do with you today, Mongo, is just give I want people to understand the aviation training pipeline, okay. The process, because we don't. Even I don't. As much as I know, I still find it confusing, and that's why partly I want to do this series. So there are three different ways that somebody can get into pilot training, right? Three different kind of feeder sources.
Sure, yeah. So three commissioning sources, Naval Academy. Then you have Reserve Officer Training Corps, ROTC. That's the best commissioning source. I'd say that because that's how I got here.
So you went to Vandy. You went to Villanova, you got a college degree, and you were in ROTC, and so that put you prepared to go into officer training.
So there I was an instant. And then the third one is if you go to college and you haven't made a decision yet, and then you decide later on, you know what, I want to join the Navy, then you can go and apply and get into officer candidate school, OCS. So those are the three feeders. And if you choose out of those, you can choose anything, feeder.
Plus enlisted can later go through the
and enlisted can
program.
Prior any of those programs are open for enlisted commissioning sources too. They can go to college, do a ROTC program, go to the academy, or apply to OCS and get in through different sources for enlisted, absolutely.
So you want to be a pilot, you go into the Navy, what happens?
Okay, so you have an initial selection, and that's where, like I said,
you
want
to
fly.
You go to boot camp first.
If OCS is kind of boot camp because you're done. Naval Academy and ROTC, you do that throughout your college
experience.
That's
a part of the process, got it.
So like I commissioned on 19 May of 95, and graduated from college 2 days later. And I was down here in Pensacola in a month to start at Naval Aviation Schools Command.
Okay.
That's under Commander Arthur, who's up next week, I believe, mm-hmm. with you.
Redman call sign.
Redman. And that program now is NIF, Naval Introductory Flight Evaluation. Very, very basic stuff. So all those sources feed people. If you get aviation, either as a pilot program or a naval flight officer, and I'm a naval flight officer, so weapon systems, radar operation, co-pilot type things.
If there's two people in the plane, the front is the pilot, the back is the naval flight officer.
Most airplanes, generally. Helicopters, both are pilots, E-2s.
Fair enough.
Different airplanes sometimes in the front, on the flight deck, they're both pilots. But tactical aircraft, Super Hornets like the Blue Angels fly, the two-seaters, if there's someone in the back seat, operational speaking squadrons, that's a naval flight officer.
The barest way we can explain it, Goose was an NFO.
Goose, NFO. And that's what hooked me. I grew up around the ocean, like I said, in Alaska, and my eyes were kind of bad. We didn't have Lasix back in the day, and I said, I can go be a naval flight officer and still go to do this off an aircraft carrier. I'm hooked, so let me go do that.
So you go through NIFE.
Go through NIFE. So everybody goes through NIFE.
And
all
then
pilots,
there's a selection.
And then there's a selection. And that's Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard. All those pilots, international partners. So everybody goes through NIFE, and it's about 23 weeks.
Okay.
Basic navigation, basic engine work, learning our
weather
field. And then you go fly in Cessnas out of Pensacola International and Jack Edwards Field. So you get some basic flight experience in a Cessna. And then at that point, all naval flight officers stay here in Pensacola. They go right over to Training Wing 6, which is on base. So all the orange and white aircraft you see flying in and out of NAS are Training Wing 6 aircraft, training naval flight officers, and this orange and white T-45s, a little jet aircraft. And that's what the command I had from 2018 to 2021.
If they're not NFOs, they're going to become pilots?
Okay, now if we're going to pilot, we go one of two places, up to Whiting Field or over to Corpus Christi, Texas, and that's for primary training. So they're flying in the T-6, which is a two-seat propeller airplane.
The Texan.
Texan.
They see flying overhead all the time.
Correct. But that could be NFOs, right? I was going to plug NFOs out of Pensacola. So everyone flies a T-6 for primary. But that, again, basic flight skills, learning how to fly an airplane. And then for a pilot, you hit another selection point. NFOs do also, but we stay in-house at Pensacola. For pilots, then it'll be determined if you're going to go fly jets, helicopters, or I refer to as big wing, but things like P-8s, E-2s, large aircraft. C-130s, you name it.
So they go through a process to determine if they're going to fly jets, they're going to fly fixed wing, or they're going to fly helicopters. Right. And then from there,
they might move again because all the helicopter training. So all those pilots might stay if they were started at Whiting. If they were at Corpus, they'll move back and go to Whiting because all helicopter training is up at Whiting Field. If you're going to go to one of those big aircraft, multi-engine, then you go to Corpus Christi. That's where that training is. If you're going to go jets, it's either Meridian or Kingsville to learn how to fly jets. And so then you do your advanced stage, and at that point when you complete, you get your wings of gold. For naval flight officers, you do your primary stage. There is also selection. Are you going to go tactical aircraft? So in naval flight officer world, Super Hornets or Growlers like the airplane I flew. Mm-hmm. Or
an F-18 variant.
F-18 variant. Or big wing like the P-8, E-2. And so you'd go to one of two squadrons here at Pensacola to finish your training and get your wings here.
So let's stick with the pilot track for just a second.
Sure.
You get your wings.
Mm-hmm.
You're a pilot. You're going to fly jets.
Okay.
Where do you go now?
And this is the same with the NFO. So this is any winged aviator at this point. You go to a fleet replacement squadron. So that is a squadron that is charged with training air crew that are now winged but have not yet flown that aircraft in the fleet.
So they've never been in an F-18 before.
So then you go to...
And now they're going to learn how to fly the F-18.
Yes, an FRS.
Or the P-2, which is whatever.
Yep, you go and learn that airplane. And you start doing... That's where you start doing more mission sets, learning tactics, etc. But basically learning that aircraft that you're going to go fly in the fleet. And then you're off to a junior officer tour.
And then they call it fleet replacement squadron because you are preparing to move into the fleet and fly off the deck and do the... Or fly the helicopters for the Coast Guard.
Correct.
Or whatever it is, you then are going to go into that. And you're going to do that a couple of times. And then you might come back to be, what, a trainer?
A trainer. So that's what the path I took. I got my wings here in Pensacola, went up to Whidbey Island, which is where my fleet aircraft was, the EA-6B Prowler. And then a lot of that was life decision, meeting Dana. She was from Jacksonville, Florida. And we really were interested in coming down to Pensacola. So I came down and here at Pensacola was a instructor at the Advanced Jet Training VT-86, that squadron that falls under Training Wing 6. So teaching my replacements, if you will, for the fleet. But then I stayed in, so went to follow-on tours subsequent to that, and then ended up screening to be the Commodore and coming back down to Pensacola.
And at some point in this process, your particular command comes into play because you train the safety officers, which are pilots who have already been deployed to a carrier, and now they're coming to become safety officers, which is an enhancement to that career, to that operational duty. And we'll talk about that later on in the path when we try to follow this through. That's what I wanted people to get. I wanted people to get, and I know it's a lot to digest. You know, this is like the 15th time I've heard this story, and I'm still learning things every time. So I know it's a lot to digest. But that was the reason I wanted to do this series, is I wanted you to understand the base. And for the aviation training, I wanted you to understand that process. You know, how do pilots become pilots, and how does that all work? And so, Mongo, fantastic job.
And you mentioned, if I could, real quick, Andrew, because it's about the base, and I know you're going to get to those folks too, and we talked pilot NFO because you're going to have those folks on next. But so many of our enlisted folks, anyone enlisted, Navy, Marine Corps, that are going to fleet squadrons, they come for boot camp. They also come down here, and that's such a big
it's
arm.
It's a huge operation on the base. We're just starting here because it was the convenient way to start, but we will get to all of them because that is an enormous part of what the base does.
But it completes that story when we walk around and people in Pensacola are proud to say the cradle of naval aviation. It truly is, because every officer, every enlisted folks that are going out to the naval forces, Navy, Marine Corps, aviation-wise, everyone has a touch point here at Pensacola.
Captain Scott Janik, Mongo, we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Thank you for helping me put this project together and being our first guest here on Navy Days, man. I appreciate it.
Loved it. Had a great time. And next time I'll tell you a fun, unless you want a little tradition.
Next time.
Okay. I'll tell you about a green light.
Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are coming southbound from Cantonment, you can expect to see a lot of traffic on Highway 29 there. Coming in from Pace and Milton, we are seeing a little bit of traffic slowing down on US 90 there due to a construction zone. So expect a little bit of delays there. Not as bad as the last 2 days, don't worry. And on a scenic highway, you can expect to see some traffic as it roundabout and turns into Cervantes there. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, Pensacola Hardware, you know, is a great place to buy your hardware and get good advice. They've been helping people do that since 1851 and build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. Right now, heaters and fireplace accessories are on sale for an end-of-season blowout. Fireplace screens, ceramic heaters, outdoor fireplaces, LP gas heaters, infrared heaters, fireplace tools, Hotshot SS outdoor fireplaces, propane convection heaters, and electric tower heaters. Get them now while they're cheap because nobody's trying to heat up the home right now. That's why it's a good deal. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and Jibs Firearms is proud to honor our military. During the month of May, Jibs Firearms proudly thanks our troops for their hard work, dedication, and commitment to fight for our freedom. Join Jibs Firearms in saluting the men and women who serve in our United States military. Jibs Firearms, on the corner of Blue Angel Parkway and Serrano Road in Pensacola. Stop by today or visit jibsfirearms.net and sign up for one of their concealed carry classes. Jibs Firearms, they truly are the best in town.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Smokestack Band, a trio of musicians that have been playing all over Pensacola for 50-plus years. Join them for a multicultural musical experience. It's happening at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
All All right, 7:59 here on News Radio Pensacola. I hope you enjoyed that. I know we enjoy bringing it to you. Every Friday we're going to do that.
This is WNRP Golf Breeze Milton Pensacola, the recipient of the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for year-round community service.